What's your advice for a new pastor who comes into a church that has wide-ranging theological differences in the congregation and leadership? Well, my first advice is, up front, make crystal clear where you stand on issues that look like the others in leadership don't have them. And make sure the people know what you consider important in your preaching and that you're going to say, so that they don't say after you're there, "Whoa, we didn't know you believed that about eschatology or about the death penalty or about divorce or about child rearing. We didn't know you believed in spanking or bigger things like Reformed theology." So right up front, make sure they know. If they welcome you, then begin to build a unified leadership. Teach the leaders that are there. And if on important matters they're not with you, then in the end, I think you need to pray them out and more people in. And I say important matters. The principle here really matters. The strategy is take your time. Take your time. Take 10 or 15 years to do it. But the principle is, do you believe in the importance of a unified leadership theologically? There are a lot of churches who simply don't think that's a good idea. They don't think being of one mind as a pastoral staff and an eldership matters on lots of things. I think it really matters. I think the teaching office of the church should speak with one voice. The elders are the ones charged to be apt to teach and to teach, and it says, to guard from error and to correct people. Well, if you have the elders, one correcting this way and another correcting this way, the church will come to believe theology isn't really very important and doctrine doesn't really matter here. So I would say, be clear up front, pray earnestly that the Lord would bring truth. Emphasize the central important things. Show that you are dependent utterly on the Bible and not anybody else's theology. Be expository in the pulpit. Meet privately with leaders to try to get them on board. And over time, if they don't get on board, say to them, you know, this isn't going to work in the long run. And try to work out some real amicable way to become unified in the end with new leadership.